Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Guy de Maupassant. Guy de Maupassant. Maupassant. Guy de Maupassant. Now he was a French naturalist writer and he's particularly famous for short stories. But keep in mind that he also wrote novels. And there is a general agreement amongst many scholars that Guy de Maupassant was the greatest French short story writer. Okay? Now along with this, keep in mind that he produced over 300 short stories during his career. And his stories are characterized by realism, by naturalism, the psychological depth. Okay? After that, you should also know what is the meaning of naturalism. Okay? Considering that Maupassant was a key figure in the naturalist movement in France, you should also know what is the meaning of naturalism. Broadly, it means depicting life as it truly was, without any kind of embellishment or idealization. And in general, when we talk about naturalism, we say that it is a slice of life. But at the same time, also keep in mind that the difference between realism and naturalism is that naturalism in general focuses on the pessimistic aspects of life. Realism would focus on everything. Naturalism only focuses on the negative or the pessimistic aspects of life. And in the stories of Guy de Maupassant, in general, it is focused on the lives of ordinary people. It explores themes of social class, poverty, adultery, as well as the difficult realities of war. Now, along with this, keep in mind that Maupassant's writing style is known for its economy and precision. He doesn't unnecessarily use too many words when he can convey things in a precise way. Okay, so he is known for the precision and economy of words. Along with this, keep in mind that his works are also remarkable for the psychological insights that they provide. So you'll find that his short stories and also his novels, often it delve into the inner lives of his characters. Okay, it reveals their hidden desires, hidden fears, motivations. Now, as I told you that he has written over 300 short stories. So, kaun-kaun se short stories ko padhe? See, at least, kuch to aap padhi lena. One very famous short story is Ball of Fat. Okay, Ball, B-A-L-L, of Fat, F-A-T, Ball of Fat. Now, this is the English translation of the title. Originally, he wrote short stories and novels in French. And even the title is in French. But just for the purpose of understanding, I have translated it into English. Okay? This is the English translation. Ball of Fat. And this is a story about a prostitute who is ostracized by her fellow travelers during the Franco-Prussian War. Okay? Earlier in those times, there used to be many wars. And it is during this time that the story is set. Okay? In the 1870s. Uske baad ek aur short story hai, bahut famous. It's called The Necklace. The Necklace. This is a tale about a woman who borrows a necklace to attend a ball. And what is a ball? Ball is a social gathering where dancing is practiced. Use kehte hain ball. So this woman borrows a necklace to attend a ball or a dance party. But over there she loses that necklace. And because of this, she has to spend many years paying off a replacement. Okay, because if you have lost something valuable, you have to pay back the money, na? So, usi ke upar ye short story hai. Okay? After that, there is a very famous novel that he wrote. Okay? It's called Bel-Ami. Okay? Bel-Ami. B-E-L-A-M-I. Bel-Ami. And the name of the hero is Georges Duroy. D-U-R-O-Y. Georges Duroy. Now, keep in mind that this protagonist or hero is a very unscrupulous man. He just exploits very powerful women to climb up the social ladder. He seduces them, he manipulates them. So, usi ke upar ye novel hai. Okay? Now, after that, let me quote a very famous critic who describes the works of Guy de Maupassant. Quote, Maupassant's work is thoroughly realistic. His characters inhabit a world of material desires and sensual appetites. Okay? A world of material desires and sensual appetites in which lust, greed and ambition are the driving forces and any higher feelings are either absent or doomed to cruel disappointment. Okay? And any higher feelings are either absent or doomed to cruel disappointment. The tragic power of many of the stories derives from the fact that Maupassant presents his characters, poor people or rich bourgeois, as the victims of ironic necessity. Okay? As the victims of ironic necessity, crushed by a fate that they have dared to defy, yet still struggling against it hopelessly. Unquote. ठीक है. सो इन वेरी फ्यू वर्ड्स एंड वेरी फ्यू लाइन्स दिस क्रिटिक डिस्क्राइब्स द वर्क्स ऑफ गाय डी मुपसांट. अलॉन्ग विद दिस कीप इन माइंड दैट अ फेमस फ्रेंच क्रिटिक वंस कॉल्ड गाय डी मुपसांट एज अ कंप्लीट इरोटोमेनियक. ठीक है, एज अ कंप्लीट इरोटोमेनियक. एंड व्हाई डिड ही डिस्क्राइब मुपसांट एज अ इरोटोमेनियक? बिकॉज इन हिज वर्क्स you will find an extraordinary fascination with brothels, okay, brothels and prostitution, which is reflected in many of his short stories as well as his novels. And this is something which you will find even in his most famous short story. For example, Ball of Fat, jiske bare maine bataya aapko. You will find all of these characteristics even in that. And then he has written another very famous short story called The Tellier House. Okay, The Tellier House, T-E-L-L. I-E-R, Tellier, The Tellier House. So, from an exam point of view, just remember the important short stories written by Guy de Maupassant. After that, some of the important novels that he wrote. In particular, the novel Belle Amie. Take a Belle Amie. After that, also remember that he is a major figure in French naturalism. Take a, he is a naturalist writer of short stories.